There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler.
Good morning and welcome once again to Your Retirement Highway. And I'm Ken Heisey. Alongside of me is Steve Mahler, as we are each and every weekend, talking all things retirement. We are financial advisors right here in St. Louis with Heisey Advisory Group. In fact, our mission statement is pretty clear. It says that Heisey Advisory Group empowers individuals to retire with confidence through purposeful planning. And we make a difference in every life we touch and enable families to fulfill their dreams. It's very values oriented, right? It's not just a bunch of numbers. We're going to talk about some of the most common questions that we do get from many of you. We do specialize in helping people make that transition from retirement, or excuse me, not from retirement,
into retirement,
from your working years. If we haven't met you, we don't know what your situation looks like, and we'd love to help you take a look at that. You can just pick up the phone and reach out to us. We can schedule up a vision meeting. The number, 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And feel free, jump online, catch us at yourretirementhighway.com. So, Steve, let's kind of go over what are some of those common questions that people kind of jump in and they want to kind of get those answers to.
And I'll jump in there in a minute, but I'm glad you read our mission statement because, you know, it's short, but it's to the point. And it really, there's two phrases that are in our mission statement that I love: purposeful planning and helping families to fulfill their dreams. And isn't that what this is all about?
Totally.
You're heading into retirement, and you've got these dreams of what you want retirement to look like. And it's hard to make sure that you've got everything in place to make sure that you can fulfill those dreams. I mean, dreams and goals, right?
Absolutely. That's what it should be all about. It should be what your personal values are that you want to see accomplish in your life with your spouse, maybe with your family, friends, whatever the case may be. But it's really laying out the dream. And so many times people, I just find many of you haven't really focused on what you really want that dream to look like. And so many times it's because you don't have that confidence. And that's why our mission statement talks about empowering you to retire with confidence, and you do that through purposeful planning. And that's why we're here. It's what we do day in and day out.
And I get the feeling sometimes when we meet with people that retirement is sort of this nebulous thing, that it's just this period of time where you're no longer going to be working. And we really try to, you know, hone in and drill down and get down into the weeds and make sure that you're really thinking about your retirement and thinking about it specifically as it relates to your values, to your goals, and to your dreams. And so instead of having a retirement that's just this, you know, 30 years of not working. It's 30 years of now really doing all the things that maybe you couldn't accomplish all of them while you were working. Now these are those goals and dreams that you've been, you know, the bucket list items maybe that you've been wanting to get to that are really sort of the icing on the cake, capping off this long life. Hopefully you're going to have a long life and your retirement is going to be everything you wanted it to be.
And if you don't have a bucket list, get one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Part of helping people fulfill their dreams is encouraging them to enjoy their life in the beginning of their retirement. Right? The go-go years,
right?
Get out there and go. You're healthy. You're both living. Everything's in place. Go hit your bucket list and get through it all, because there's going to come that time where you're going to slow down. Maybe you get the bum knee, the bum hip. There's a sickness or something happens to a spouse. And, you know, you normally go through that slowing down process. And eventually you get to that no-go end of the life where you're not doing much. And that really, I think, has a big influence on how we help many of you realize and fulfill your dreams. And so much of that comes into that the first question, yep, that we get all the time. Do I have enough money saved to generate the income I want to live in retirement? And as fascinating as that is, the question builds always around, do I have enough? Now, you can go out and you can see the commercials. The financial industry does just an awful job of trying to teach that you need to have X number of dollars to enjoy your retirement. I think I heard somebody say that they listened to a Susie Orman show recently. And I think it was something like, if you don't have $1 million or maybe even $2 million, you can't afford to retire. But that's all hogwash. It's different for everybody, and everybody's
sure
different
is.
Situations different. It's all about your values, what you want to accomplish, putting a plan together to making sure that that can fulfill those needs.
And having enough money, having sort of this arbitrary dollar figure, whether it's $1 million or $2 million, what's that related to? You know, have you figured out what you want, what we were just talking about, the goals and dreams? What do you want your retirement to look like, and what's that going to cost? Once you're able to do that purposeful planning, as our mission statement says, and you're able to really get your arms around what retirement is going to look like and how much that's going to cost you, then you're able to really start to evaluate and answer that question, do I have enough?
Yeah.
Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but it's not just that question all by itself in a vacuum.
Right. I want to take you, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise. Steve Mahler is here with me, and we'd love to chat with you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call, schedule a meeting with us at 314-328-4400, and you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So I want to relate a little bit of a story that might help you understand what we're trying to get to. Many of you that are listening are old enough to remember the AAA triptych. You remember that? You would want to go on a driving vacation. You'd call up AAA. They'd send you this cool triptych pack that would tell you just what roads to take. It would tell you, you know, caution areas where there's road construction. It would tell you where the gas stations are.
That was the best part. Yeah.
Yeah. So now you could plan, you know where you are. You're right here in St. Louis, and maybe you're wanting to drive out to Seattle, and you've got this plan laid out. You can now identify where you need to stop for gas. You can identify where you want to stop for meals, where you're going to plan to stop for the night and get a motel. And you can plan for how many days it's going to take. And right, you create this great plan for your vacation. Can you imagine just getting in the car, starting the car? You have no idea how much gas you have. You have no triptych. In fact, maybe you don't even have highway signs. and you're just going to get in the car and aimlessly see if you can get to Seattle. It just doesn't make sense, right?
No, it doesn't.
But how many times have we seen people approaching retirement that don't know if they have enough gas in the gas tank? They don't know kind of what they want to see and accomplish on their retirement trip. So just like you plan out and you think through that vacation, retirement's a 20 to 30 year vacation. It needs to be planned out.
I heard somebody say one time that we spend more time planning vacations, and this was probably meant to be tongue-in-cheek, but that we spend more time planning vacations than we do actually spending time planning our retirement. Vacation is a really fairly short period of time. You're going to go for a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month. Retirement could be 30 years, 35 years. I would think we'd want to spend quite a bit of time planning it.
How many of you listening can relate to a story where you're driving down the highway and you look down at your gas gauge and you're suddenly realizing, oh no, I wonder if I'm going to have enough gas to get to the next exit with a gas station? I've been there, and I actually pushed it a little too far. I ended up running out of gas on the interstate, which is, I've only done that once in my life. I learned my lesson, but that's that unknown, right? And if you plan properly and you make sure that you've got everything structured, you shouldn't run out of gas. You should be able to stop and refuel and to do some things, make some adjustments and so forth. So really that number one, do I have enough money saved, is really comes out of that purposeful planning, the confidence to be able to fulfill the dreams. We have to put that all together and then create that. So hand in hand with that is that question of how do I handle Social Security decisions?
Get that question all the time. I'm going to be 62. Should I turn on Social Security? Or my first thought was I'm going to wait till age 70 and I'm going to let that thing grow and I'm going to wait and take my social at 70. What's the right answer? And the right answer is it depends.
I get invitations because I'm of the age from a lot of other financial advisors, and they're all doing seminars about Social Security and how to maximize that benefit. And so many times people come in thinking that they need to continue to let that grow because they all know that after a full retirement age, it grows at 8% a year. But nobody's really thinking about how they're going to get there in the interim and how much of their own money they're going to need to spend to get there. And additionally, I kind of get back to that conversation of, so if you delay it, you're going to have more Social Security income for later on in life, maybe when you're in your 80s and 90s, right? But if we follow the go-go attitude, slow go, no go, when do you want the most cash flow and income in your go-go years?
Sure,
right?
I would.
So while it may be appealing to think delaying it is a good strategy, it may be better to take your Social Security benefits earlier, have extra cash flow in those early years for you to maximize your go-go years.
And what could you do with that extra cash flow in the go-go years? Here's just a great example. Gives you extra cash flow. Maybe you take the whole family on a trip. Maybe, you know, usually it's you and your spouse that go on a trip, but wouldn't it be pretty cool to take the whole family, maybe grandkids, and go on a big trip, and that taking that cash flow early would give you the ability to do that you might not otherwise have had you delayed social till a later age. That's one example.
Absolutely. And if you're having some of these thoughts, these questions, if you don't have the confidence that you have a solid plan that's been put together, whether you're working with another advisor or not, if you don't have the confidence in your plan, it's time to reach out, pick up the phone, and give us a call and let us see if we can help you. The number to call, 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. So we're talking today about some of the most common questions that we get when people come into the office. And when we come back after the break, we'll pick up with a few more of those. Are you concerned about market volatility and how it may impact your retirement? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen market corrections and how it may have a negative impact on your retirement income. You might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us. But the risk never goes away. Stop worrying about market volatility and let us help you create a custom-tailored retirement plan for your goals and financial situation. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and let us help you prepare for the market ups and downs. There's no time like the present to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Call 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400. Hi, I'm Ken Heise.
And I'm Lori Heise, and we're the founders of Heise Advisory Group. We believe when it comes to retirement, it's about the journey, not the destination. Who wants a journey full of hairpin turns, wrong way signs, dead ends, and detours?
Most people would prefer to drive on cruise control, taking in the sights and sounds of their road trip without constantly checking the dials. Retirement isn't much different.
We wrote Your Retirement Highway to help pre- and post-retirees understand how the right kind of planning can put their finances on cruise control.
Call us today at 314-909-1116 and get your free copy of our book, Your Retirement Highway. Take in the sights and sounds of your retirement without constantly checking the dials. Call 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, I'm Ken Heise, and Steve Muller is with me, as we are each and every week. We are financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group here in St. Louis. Our goal is to help give you the confidence in your retirement to help produce some purposeful planning in order to help you guys fulfill your dreams. Today, the show is talking about some of our most common questions that we get. And kind of picking up off of that, Steve, one of them is, do I have my investments or my money structured properly? A lot of times, one of the questions is, am I taking too much risk?
And that's an important question. And in fact, I would almost say that that's not being thought about enough. So people come into us, and where are they accumulating most of their assets? 401k,
sure,
401k, 403b, and they're invested generally pretty heavily in the market, which is what you'd expect because you're going through that accumulation phase. And now as they're coming to meet with us and they're doing this planning to get ready for retirement, the thought process now becomes, what I was doing in my accumulation years, is it the same thing I should be doing in my preservation distribution years when I'm getting ready to retire, when things will be significantly different? I won't be getting a paycheck. I'll no longer be contributing to these funds. In fact, I'll most likely be taking out. How should I be looking at the risk I was taking before relative to what I should be doing now?
And I know many of you have running in the back of your mind. Some of you, it's been for a couple of years already, this unknown about, what if the market turns, right? I mean, we've had some volatility, but let's face it, we've gone from 6,500 over 29,000. We've had a tremendous run in the market, and that starts to plant some fear and doubt into a lot of your minds. And the real reason it's doing that is because you really don't know what your current portfolio downside is. And I think one of the greatest things that we're doing right now is helping people evaluate, my goodness, what if we had a 2008 market downturn where the market dropped 38% in 1 year? What if we relive the financial crisis where the market dropped 53%? What if we went through the dot-com and the market dropped 53%? You know, some of these what-ifs, you need to know how that could impact your portfolio. Whether your portfolio is taking that same level of risk or not, we don't know. But you need to know before it happens. This is the most opportune time for you to have a portfolio assessment on your downside risk. It doesn't do you any good after it happens.
No, that's for sure. And the tendency is that we get complacent, because the fact of the matter is the last big downturn in the market was way, way back in the rearview mirror. What, oh. Now 11 to almost 12 years ago?
Long enough that we've forgotten how it felt.
But if you get people to try and remember how they felt, that comes back pretty quickly. They remember that was a painful time. But remember, you were 10 or 11 or 12 years further away from retiring, and you did have some time to get healthy or to get back.
Sure.
But if you're right on the cusp of retirement, this is the worst time that you could experience what we experienced in 2008 and 2009 again.
Because no one can control the stock
market.
It's going to do what it wants to do when it does it. And God forbid it does it just within the next 3 years and you're planning to retire. Or worse yet, you just retired and it does something like that. It's why we call it that red zone, right? It's those 5 years before retirement and 5 years after are some of the most impactful years that you could see in a retirement plan. Because if you take a big hit just before you want to retire, you may not be able to. And Warren Buffett, you know, it always said, if you have enough, don't ever risk not having enough. But yet a lot of us continue to retain that risk because we don't know we have that risk.
And in all honesty, we've had some people come in and say, you know, if that happens, I'll work a little longer or this, that, or the other thing. And if that's what you want, that's fine. The reality is the vast majority of the people that we meet with, that's not the position they want to be in. They're planning to retire at a certain time, and this planning process that they're getting ready to embark on, they don't want the unknowns of the market necessarily to dictate what their retirement's going to look like.
Or you're that person that can't stand your job anymore. You just got a new boss that you don't like. You get stuck in traffic. You know, we have it took you forever to get home
ridiculous.
Last week when we had that little bit of snow.
Yeah.
You know, you get to the point where you're done. You just want to be over, and you want to go on to all this other stuff that you can go do and enjoy life. Yeah, so it's really making sure that you're mentally ready for retirement, but that you're also prepared that you do have an income plan that's going to replace your paycheck. You're going to have a plan on how you're going to bring Social Security in. You're going to have a plan on how to reduce the downside risk of your investment portfolio so that you don't get wiped out.
And psychologically, our objective is to take you from a position of maybe having some doubt to a position of confidence, to know that when you finally say, I'm done, that you have the confidence to be able to retire and do the things that you want to do and have a successful retirement. That's the key.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Your Retirement Highway, and I'm Ken Heise with Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group, and you can schedule up a meeting with us simply by picking up the phone and calling 314-328-4400. You can also get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Today, again, we're continuing through some of the most common questions. One of the next areas that we get a lot of questions on, because it's becoming, I think, one of the biggest potential risks in retirement, is taxes. And many of you are starting to understand what we've been talking about for a long time is that buildup of wealth in our qualified retirement plans, our 401ks, 403bs, 457 plans, IRAs, all that wealth that we've created that we all thought it was our money, but we're starting to realize it's not. a large chunk of that money is Uncle Sam's, and we got to start to figure out how we're going to keep more of it in our pockets and put less of it into the pockets of the IRS.
And what you're meaning by that when you say part of it's Uncle Sam's is you've never paid taxes on any of this money, and guess what? You now have to.
Yeah, yeah. So really starting to understand what that potential lifetime tax bill is going to be. And once you start to understand that and you take a deep breath and you finish gasping and grabbing your heart, right? Because you're realizing, oh my gosh, I thought I was debt free. I paid off the house. I've got the cars paid off. I have no debts. And now, Ken, you're telling me I have this debt of several hundred thousand to the IRS? I thought I was debt free. But I'm not. So now what do you have to do? We have to start to create a plan on how you're going to pay that debt off so that you can truly be debt-free. And that means repositioning assets from the taxed later bucket to the tax-free bucket where we can actually enjoy the fruits of that money without having to report it on our tax return every year. And that's going to become so valuable as taxes get higher down the road.
And to that point, I think that the strategies that you would employ to be able to move from that, you know, tax-deferred bucket to the tax-free bucket, the environment that we exist in today, I think I heard somebody say, is the second lowest tax environment we've ever been in.
Yes.
And so there are some opportunities that have presented itself over these next roughly 5 years or so that if you are doing the correct planning and you understand what that future tax liability is, there are definitely some things that you can do today to help mitigate that. Are you going to make it all go away 100%? Probably not. Is there going to be some tax that you have to pay? Yes. When you implement these strategies, you've got to pay tax. The question becomes, knowing that you have to pay the tax, would you rather pay it in a lower tax environment or in a higher tax environment? It's really as simple as that.
It is, and always pay tax in the lowest possible bracket that you can. You know, we just had the SECURE Act come into play January 1st, and that's impacting a lot of people. That's how important this is, and that's how much I know so many of you are really dying to get the information and really start learning about how tax planning is going to fit into your program. And that's why we do our one-on-one client meetings. That's why we encourage you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Come sit down and start to understand how you really put a plan together to answer all of these questions. Do you have enough money to generate the income you want and to be able to live the enjoyable retirement? How do you best optimize your Social Security benefits with the assets that you have? How do you then manage the risk of your investment portfolio? And then lastly, how do you then make sure that you're tax efficient and not just giving extra money to the IRS at will? So those are all the reasons that people do call us and they do come in and sit down for a vision meeting. And I would encourage you to do the same and come and sit down with us. The number to call is 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. We do this because we believe the best is yet to come. The second half of your life should be the best half of your life. Again, a time to pursue your passions, your dreams, your goal, the things that are meaningful and fulfilling to you so that you can have the best time of your life and enjoy a retirement. And hopefully we can get you in a place that you can enjoy all of that and all the great things coming your way. We wish you a fantastic rest of the weekend and a great week ahead. We'll be right here next week on Your Retirement Highway. Hi, I'm Ken Heise.
And I'm Lori Heise, and we're the founders of Heise Advisory Group. We believe when it comes to retirement, it's about the journey, not the destination. Who wants a journey full of hairpin turns, wrong-way signs, dead ends, and detours?
Most people would prefer to drive on cruise control, taking in the sights and sounds of their road trip without constantly checking the dials. Retirement isn't much different.
We wrote Your Retirement Highway to help pre- and post-retirees understand how the right kind of planning can put their finances on cruise control.
Call us today at 314-909-1116 and get your free copy of our book, Your Retirement Highway. Take in the sights and sounds of your retirement without constantly checking the dials. Call 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HISE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HISE Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. HISE Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken HISE and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HISE Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.